no tea estates. It's a misery peculiar to would-be writers. Your theme is good, as are your sentences. Your characters are so ruddy with life they practically need birth certificates. The plot you've mapped out for them is grand, simple, and gripping. You've done your research, gathering the facts, historical, social, climatic, culinary, that will give your story its feel of authenticity. The dialogue zips along, crackling with tension. The descriptions burst with color, contrast, and telling detail. Really, your story can only be great, but it all adds up to nothing. In spite of the obvious shining promise of it, there comes a moment when you realize that the whisper that's been pestering you all along from the back of your mind is speaking the flat, awful truth. It won't work. An element is missing. That spark that brings to life a real story, regardless of whether the history or the food is right. Your story is emotionally dead. That's the crux of it. The discovery is something soul-destroying, I tell you. It leaves you with an aching hunger. From Mataran, I mailed the notes of my failed novel. I mailed them to a fictitious address in Siberia, with a return address, equally fictitious, in Bolivia. After the clerk had stamped the envelope and thrown it into a sorting bin, I sat down, glum, and